The Japanese gardens at Como Park usually serve as a quiet reminder of Japanese-American ties and offer a tranquil escape from city living. But once a year in August, the park bursts with sounds, smells, and rhythms you might expect to find in the land of the rising sun. The Como Park Japanese Lantern Lighting Festival is modeled on traditional summer festivals that have been held in Japan for over 500 years. Here's Ben Van Lierop with the Japan-America Society of Minnesota, one of the event's sponsors.
This festival is a summer festival called Obon that happens at this time of year in Japan. It celebrates family life, it celebrates community life, it's a fun event. And one of the aspects of this festival is actually a respect for the elders and for the departed. So the lanterns in Japan, the lanterns are lit on the rivers and they float down the river, and it's to guide the spirits back to their homes.
In the Japanese Buddhist tradition, the celebration is a time when families are reunited with their ancestors. The Como Park celebration also serves to reunite Minnesotans with roots in Japan or simply a passion for the country and its culture.
If you have any connection with Japan, you'll come here and say, "Oh, wow! This makes me feel like Japan, and I feel I'm back home." If Japan is your home.
As it turns out, every St. Paul resident has a small but important connection to Japan. St. Paul has shared culture and friendship for 55 years with its Japanese sister city, Nagasaki. The relationship was born just 10 years after the dropping of the atomic bomb and was the first of its kind between a U.S. and Japanese city. The St. Paul Nagasaki Sister City Committee is another festival co-sponsor, and committee president Elizabeth Simmer explains that signs of the sister city bond can be found throughout the Twin Cities if you look for them.
Well, if you look around Como Park, the Japanese garden was created by a man from Nagasaki. And it is as close to a Japanese garden that you can get, really, in the U.S. It's just gorgeous. So the Japanese garden, there's a labyrinth over on the other side of Como Park over here. Again, there's a lot of people-to-people exchanges. There's a bridge in Minneapolis with a Nagasaki rock, a peace bridge. So there's little touches all over the city. The exchanges that we have are just really heartfelt and personal and... You should go. Everyone should go to Nagasaki. They're wonderful.
For this year's festival, a group of Girl Scouts from Nagasaki flew in to experience an Obon celebration, Minnesota style, and entertain the crowd with music and dance.
Our group is Nagasaki Girl Scouts. We came from Nagasaki. We dance in Nonnoko Bushi. Nonnoko means cute. And it's traditional dance in Izahaya City.
Is this festival here very different from in Japan?
Very different, I think. It's gorgeous, I think. Yeah. And very enjoyable. Yeah.
The festival showcases plenty of homegrown talent as well, from calligraphy and bonsai artistry to the taiko drumming of mudaiko, storytelling, and other traditional instruments.
I'm Fern Shidako Davidson, and this is a Japanese koto. I spent a year in Japan learning the koto, and then I've just learned on my own since then.
As in Japan, festival goers in St. Paul join in a celebratory dance.
We have the finale is what we call the Bonodori, which happens at every Japanese festival. It's a community dance.
For the past few years, Minnesotans have been able to dance along to a song written especially for them. This piece, Minnesota Ondo, contains references to swatting mosquitoes, canoeing in the boundary waters, and even the decidedly un-Japanese phrase, ufta. Finally, lanterns float serenely in the park's Japanese garden and frog pond to the sound of the 13-stringed koto. For KFAI, I'm Jessica Folker.
"10,000 Fresh Voices" on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.